The fourth heaviest December snowfall on record has had widespread impacts on buildings and people. The conditions have not been easy on the wildlife of the region either, or the scientists who study them. Alaska Department of Fish and Game deer biologist Dan Ecker was planning on another winter of collecting DNA information from the deer of Mitkoff Island. He says that effort was turned back by the snowpack.
At one point, we were going through waist-deep snow, and it was just difficult to even see the pellets because they were just actually falling down in the snow. And so we just weren't actually finding much. So we tried that for a little bit until we were just completely snowed out there in December. And I think that's, you know, under those conditions that we saw in December with that extreme snowfall, the method really doesn't work that well.
Ecker's been using the DNA from deer droppings to help estimate numbers of Sitka blacktails on the island. It's part of a pilot study that was expected to wrap up this year, but likely will go longer.
You know, I was a little disappointed to not be able to collect another year of data, but we should have 3 solid years of the trend data from the DNA. So if we end up sampling one more year next winter, we'll still be able to look at what the change was from our last estimate.
Ecker's pilot study is also using game cameras at remote spots around the island, snapping photos of the deer and other animals. The scientists have also put collars on around 30 blacktails. Both the GPS locations from those collars and the game cam images are helping fine-tune estimates. In 2020, Ecker released some preliminary estimates from his work. He now says he should have waited until getting it peer-reviewed. He's since consulted with others in the field, and he thinks it's unlikely that his initial conclusion on the buck-to-doe ratio on Mitkoff Island is correct. Ecker says those calculations assume that bucks and does had the same range, a mistake that made it look like there were more male deer. He's since adjusted his work based on another collaring study done on Chichagof Island.
There was some males collared, and it looked like, you know, males on average used about 1.35 times more space, so about 1.35 times larger home range size. And so once I made that adjustment in the model, just based on that study, it seems like our buck to doe ratios were a lot more reasonable. Instead of like an even ratio, the model suggesting somewhere around 40 bucks per 100 does.
Ecker does not expect the overall deer density will change dramatically from that adjustment. He's hoping to complete a peer-reviewed report later this year on the results from the first 3 years of the pilot study. The snow and cold are already impacting local deer who are unable to walk the snowy muskegs and forests. Some animals have been bedding down along shorelines or by houses. Others are walking the plowed streets looking for anything to eat. One of the animals collared by scientists was reported dead near Omer Creek in December. So far, others in the study have survived, but Ecker expects a few more will succumb to tough winter conditions or be killed by wolves. And while that's not good for deer, it will help inform the research. Ecker's had several winters of study that have been relatively easy on the population. After this year, his data may show the other extreme.
So yeah, I think it's a potential for, you know, a pretty decent die-off this winter, as we've seen in the past, and people have been worried about that, you know, because we've seen season closures and stuff that have happened in the past, especially on the Mitkoff in that area.
The hunting season is one of the most restricted in the region. It was closed in the 1970s and 80s after the population crashed. Hunting on the island reopened in 1991, and the Board of Game agreed to lengthen the season in 2019. Ecker's research could help inform future decisions by that board on season length. Meanwhile, the scientists have expanded the number of game cameras installed on remote parts of Mitkoff. Ecker says there are now 88 being used for the pilot study, and he's installed another 40 cameras elsewhere on the island. That's part of an effort to see if cameras alone can be used to estimate deer numbers. The scientists are also hoping to put tracking collars on more deer. So far, almost all have been on does, but Fish and Game has collared one buck and would like to add more. The collars drop off deer after 2 years. Researchers recover those and the location data that they've recorded. This first batch will be ready for collection in September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.